This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
This winter storm has brought back anxiety about the state's power grid, which collapsed 1 year ago during Winter Storm Uri. Texas A&M's Professor Thomas Overby says this year we should not see a repeat.
Based on that winterization report, I think we're in good shape on our generators, so I'm not expecting any issues this year.
The head of the school's Smart Grid Center says even if we did see a cold snap like last February, he doesn't think the grid would fail in such a dramatic fashion. ERCOT says the overwhelming majority of the state's power generators have winterized their facilities. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected the latest request by abortion providers in Texas who are fighting the state's six-week abortion ban. In a 6-3 vote, the court refused to send the Whole Women's Health lawsuit to a federal district court where the providers have had some success. Whole Women's Health CEO Amy Hagstrom Miller.
Seems like the strategy here with the Fifth Circuit judges and with the state's attorneys and with the Supreme Court, frankly, is the strategy is to try to delay this as long as possible.
On Tuesday, the three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court sent the abortion providers lawsuit to be heard by the all-Republican Texas Supreme Court. A change for some who frequently cross the land borders of Canada and Mexico into the United States starts tomorrow.
People that were considered essential and did not require a vaccination to enter the United States now must be fully vaccinated.
Roger Mayer with Customs and Border Protection says those essential folks may include truck drivers, students, and workers. Non-essential travelers have had this requirement since November. Folks who don't comply will be sent back across the border. The Paris-Lamar County Health District reported zero new COVID deaths Thursday, but had 36 new positive PCR tests and 93 new positive antigen tests. There are currently 1,680 active COVID cases in Lamar County. 162 people have reportedly died from the virus since testing began. The Delta County Skywarn class scheduled for Monday, January 24th, has been changed to virtual from 6 to 8 p.m. It's free and open to all ages. To register, visit weather.gov/FWD/Skywarn map. There you'll be able to find the link. Pontotoc County deputies attempted to stop a wanted felon when a chase ensued through Ada and ended at the suspect's mother's home. Levi Gallegos reportedly fired at least 8 shots at deputies before running inside, but no one was hit. Officers made contact with Gallegos, but he then quit responding. Deputies eventually made entrance into the house and found Gallegos had committed suicide. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has unveiled a pilot program that will let 18 to 20-year-old drivers cross state lines, something that hasn't been previously permitted. Applicants for the program are first required to complete classes at a truck driving school and get a commercial driver's license. Trucking firms across the country say they desperately need more drivers. Right now, there are 80,000 jobs to fill. Sulphur Springs firefighters responded to a house fire on South Moore Street shortly before 4 Thursday morning. On arrival, the residence was found to be fully engulfed. It was later learned that 2 small children were unable to escape the fire and died. The investigation into the fire is ongoing. No additional details are being released at this time, according to city authorities. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.